All right, folks. First podcast of 2022. Welcome back to the America Fish Yeah Podcast. I have a very special podcast today because I'm down here in Jack, Alabama. On my way back from Florida. Stopped in here to visit a good friend of mine. I'll get to him in a second. I'll let him introduce himself. So sit back, enjoy, and y'all are in for a treat. Known this particular individual for about, what, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years now? Okay. All right. So without further ado, let's jump on in, and I'm going to let him introduce himself. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am here with a very, very special guest. Tell us who you are.
Philly!
Yep, my buddy Philly Cheesesteak Berry. So, what do you want to talk about, Phil?
I have no idea. We're just watching some wax dry right now.
Yeah, he actually made me some candles here and some melts. I've got a cotton candy one, and I got one that is called Hickory Smoke or Hickory Barbecue Smoke, and it smells absolutely amazing. So, floor is yours.
Floor is mine. Well, I am the owner of Berry Tree Candles. Right now, we're on a little hiatus because of good old fake COVID. Kind of hurt us a little bit. So, just right now, I'm making candles for my buddy.
Don't forget candles and gifts. Not just candles. He can do pretty much whatever you need. T-shirts, keychains, you name it, you got it. And it's been about probably almost a year since I got to see him down here. Or since I've ever been down here, really.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, it's my first time down here. But he came up to Huntsville, where I live, about a year ago or so. And I always told him that if I was ever in the area that I would come down and see him. So I had to take some supplies down to my dad down in Florida. And I called him up Saturday night and said, "Hey, what you doing tomorrow?" And here I is on my way home. And let me tell you, it's worth it. It's been a fun trip so far. And one thing I'll never forget is working with this man over here at Southern Jam.
Oh, God.
We're not going to say the last word because we don't like that place at all.
No, it's the worst.
Yes. But we did have some fun times while we were up there.
Did we ever actually work while we was there?
What work?
Yeah, I don't think
we did. Yeah, no.
It was just more show up and get paid.
Yeah. We did have some fun encounters, I guess you can say, up there. I started to do some ghost hunting up there as a joke because he and I kind of were talking about it one day, and there was a particular building in downtown Huntsville that we found out had some activity going on in the building, and we had a group on Zello, which we thought, why not, right?
Well, it was, to be honest, it was one of those situations I talked about. I wanted to do it. When we got there, it was like, I don't want to do this.
Yes.
But I can't chicken out now. I have to man up and do this. And so I went in the stupid building anyway, which was a mistake.
Oh!
But, yeah, it got to the point where, no, I didn't want to actually go in the building. It was like, I can't chicken out now and be a coward in front of my friends.
And so, the guy that we were with is giving us a tour of this set building. And we got on the elevator, and the guy that we were with said, the third, the fifth, and the seventh floor has activity. Keep in mind, the fifth floor, you have to type in a code to get access to that particular floor because it's off limits. And so he takes us to the seventh floor. And then after we walked up there, nothing really happened. So we get
stuff was happening the whole time. We just didn't know it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a female talking to us the whole time in the elevator, and we had no idea because we couldn't hear.
Yeah.
We was first investigation. We were stupid. We didn't know we needed somebody on site listening in, not, you know, on Zello. They could hear, but couldn't chime in because we had it locked so we could talk. And then we ended up on two different channels, so I don't know half the audio that you recorded that they said that they picked up stuff.
Oh.
And then y'all, when we get to the seventh floor, we're walking by the bathroom and the door jiggled.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all was playing things with somebody homeless and laughing at me because I bowed up.
Yeah. Well,
I was told there was somebody homeless in there. I wasn't out and get jumped.
So then, there was a cleaning lady, I think, on like the fourth floor. We were on our way to the third floor to check out the activity, and we stopped on the fourth floor. The door's open. There's a cleaning lady.
No, we heard noises.
On the third floor.
On the third floor, yeah. And he said, there's nothing there, I'm telling you. And then when we opened the door back, and there's the freaking cleaning lady.
Oh, yeah.
And you just melted down the back of the...
I literally slid down the wall because I saw them react to something that I couldn't see. And then all I see is a cart right there at the door, and like, I was literally Slimer, like, on the wall. Like, I went back to the wall, my knees gave out, and I just kind of did, like, a slow lump. They look at me, and they start laughing.
Yeah, that's funny.
So then we get to the fifth floor.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. And you literally step off the elevator, and you are straight in,
like, time capsule of the 80s.
At least the 80s. That was a very entertaining floor. Stuff was being ripped out of his pockets. We saw fresh fingerprints.
Something was after me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we wound up on two different channels, because I was doing one thing and you were doing something in the same channel, and I was trying to...
Yeah, you looked at me and just walked away. And I'm like...
I did.
Looking at you, and then you said, no, you didn't, something wasn't right, so I left you. I'm like,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. I did that kind of thing to him all the time.
But yeah, we didn't know I left with an attachment, though.
Yeah.
That's what's the messed up part about it. That screwed me up majorly.
Yeah. But that, what was she, helped you out? That person helped you out?
Yeah. Don the bicyclist that can't be on scared of shit and shit or not.
So yeah. Oh, we can't forget about the lady in white at
Ditto
Landing, because I showed up like on my days off that I had off. Sometimes I would go up and see him, just see what he was doing, and he told me about this lady in white on the walkway, and I was like, You're losing your brain. And then we started seeing shadow people that apparently he was chasing for...
Yeah, I didn't... This was before our ghost hunt. I was, you know, trying to be the super cop and, you know, do my job to the best of my ability. And that was like my first few nights there. That was before me and you actually started hanging out.
Yeah.
And I just ignored it after that. And then I would hear random splashes in the water. I told you about that.
Yeah.
Don, the bicyclist, told me about the legend there, about the, was it the governor at the time, mayor or something?
No, it was the sheriff.
The sheriff.
Yeah.
And body falling into the water, and it still does it occasionally. Sounds like a big fish, but it's not a fish. I know the difference.
And, weren't you telling me that, like, one night you saw a group of people over there, you tried to run them off, and then you heard splashes in the water, and you went down there, and there was...
Yeah, actually, some of our acquaintances was there with me that night.
Yeah.
And then about a week later, I heard a splash, and I heard it saw a pickup drive away, and I never saw anything. I looked and looked and looked, and, you know, it was Crackheadville, so...
We can neither confirm nor deny the existence of a body drop that particular night.
Yeah. I mean, I told the authorities what I seen, but they didn't care.
So
I wish I really could identify the truck. I just know it was a pickup truck because of the pipes and, you know, but I couldn't tell you what color or anything it was.
So along with the topic of us doing ghost stuff, I had caught a video by accident of a hand in my apartment. So he comes over and sits on my couch one day, and I'm just sitting there watching TV, and he's like, "I'm just going to record if I catch
it." Well, the thing was, is you was doing live evidence of stuff we caught, and I seen it, and I didn't want to make everybody think we was pulling anybody's leg or making crap up, and I wanted to make sure I saw it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I went over, was to show you what I saw on your video, and oh my God, yeah.
So while he's filming down my hallway to my bedroom, I had the TV turned down, but I'm still watching the TV, and he's sitting there just listening, and then he goes, turn the TV off. Why? He goes, just turn it off. So I turn the TV off, and sure enough, he pans down the hallway and zooms in, and as he's zooming out, you hear a distinct whisper say, "Hey." So we're playing it for our Zello group. Yeah. And while we're playing this for our Zello group, one of our other mutual friends who happens to live in Florida as well says, "Is the TV on?"
No. She's telling us to turn the TV off. And like, it's part of the recording. We was just kind of goofing around. I wasn't trying to do anything, because that, like I said, I was still recovering from that whole abortion clinic fiasco and everything. And so the reason I told you to turn the TV off was because I saw a shadow, and I didn't know if the TV was casting the shadow or not. So she's screaming at us, "Turn the TV off." It's like, it's not on. It's part of the recording.
So she goes, "No, go back and listen to this particular audio at this particular time." So we're like, okay, cool. I'm standing in front of the TV that's off, and he's standing right next to me. While we're playing the EVP that we had just caught, we caught another EVP that at first sounds like two different things. He heard two syllables. I heard three syllables. And then if you go back and listen to it, you can hear two syllables or three syllables. He heard the name clear as day, Sam Wheaton.
No, it took us a little bit.
Yeah.
But we heard Senorita.
Yeah.
Like somebody was saying Senorita.
I heard the Senorita, and you heard a name, because you heard two syllables. You heard the first name and the last name. And then I heard three, and I was like, that sounds like Spanish, like Senorita. Yeah. And then we went back and listened.
After I got my vehicle and made my exit.
Oh, yeah. He booked it out of my apartment like it was.
As soon as I even played it, at that point in time, we thought it was Senorita. I was halfway down the road on Zello talking to him like that. I was out of there.
I was just like, all right, then bye. So, fast forward from all of that. How many months later was that? Like
it was several. It was at least 3 to 4 months, and we had still was doing the audio when I finally figured out it was Sam Wheaton.
Yeah. So while we're still, like, we even Googled Sam Wheaton trying to figure out if we could find anything, and wasn't he like an optometrist or something like that, or some kind of
I never did do that on him. I think you did.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like some obscure name from some guy from early 1900s or 1800s?
No. We found something in the 80s. We didn't discover that until we got in that graveyard.
That's right. Okay. So, we really couldn't find anything. So, I had gone to Civil War or something like that?
Yeah, you had went to a Civil War
cemetery. And then I had gone to Dead Children's Playground.
Yeah.
And then I had went to the slave cemetery right there off Oakwood.
And you kept going back to that damn abortion clinic too. Yeah. You know, I kept telling you not to.
But while I was at the slave cemetery, that's where I caught the one that said, "We've been expecting you."
Yeah.
So then after that, we went to the cemetery by your house.
Yeah, and the only reason we went there is because my wife
kind of felt left out of being on investigations and stuff. And at this point in time, I'm out. I'm done.
He's like,
I don't
like,
want nothing to do with it. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I don't need to do this anymore because I found out what I need to know. And so I said, I bucked up, and it was a graveyard, in walking distance from the house, that turned out to be a graveyard for children from the Depression area where all the sicknesses was going around. 1800s. I think the oldest person in it, we turned out to be like 17. And so I'm just filming them, filming and doing things. And I'm not far in the graveyard at all. I'm in very close walking distance. Like, a good stride and I'd have been out of there.
You were like 10 feet off the road, maybe.
Yeah. And I was standing by a tree. And I'm just filming them, walking all over the graveyard. My wife is starting to feel sick. And I hear something, like somebody walked up behind me. And so I turn around, of course, nothing's there. And so I call Hogan over, and I'm like, Hogan, come here. I said, I heard something. I don't know where exactly, but just film right here. So he starts filming the tombstone that's right there next to me.
Well, I started on the left of you, and I was, like, reading off names, and I'm like, Billy Bob, Cindy Sue, Sam Wheaton. And then as soon as I said Sam Wheaton, it didn't register in my brain, and then I'm getting chills thinking of him right now.
And I'm like, what was that name?
And I was like, Sam Wheaton, why? And he goes, your apartment? You talk, dude, I'm getting chills. I've got little goosebumps. Oh. Yeah, so then that's when we found out, like, how did that even associate to anything? Because that took at least 4 months.
Yeah, easy.
And then I think that may have been our last one together, wasn't it?
Yeah, because we moved down here after that. And I went on one investigation since then. And
yeah, that didn't work out well for you.
No, I got more information and knowledge that I wish I hadn't had. But I'm basically done with it now. I'll talk about it, but I don't go seeking it.
Right.
There ain't no need to. Because once you've been attached to, you've been slapped, you've been poked, you've been pushed, you had shit pull out your pocket. What else more information and evidence do you need?
But I will tell you, in the 7 years that we've known each other, we had one disagreement because of something, and we kind of quit talking for, what, maybe...
Almost 6 months to a year.
But then we kind of... I reached out to him, and we started talking again, and it was like we picked up pretty much right where we left off because, he's the kind of guy that I could pick up the phone, call him, and be like, hey, do you got this, or do you got that, or know somebody's got this or that, and I think that's why he and I have been such good friends over the years, because we've always had each other's backs and everything. But yeah, this guy right here, let me tell y'all, he is a hardworking son of a gun. He'll do anything and everything he can for somebody.
I try.
You don't try, you do. There's a difference. So now I'm down here in Dothan, or just outside of Dothan and Jack. And I do have to say I like this little property he's got here. I'm kind of envious because he's got his own little island over here with no real neighbors and all this stuff. And almost hit Bambi on the way here last night. Yeah. I almost brought him some venison.
Yeah, I was almost every morning headed to town. But this property's got history on it too that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Until a few things happened here, but I think I got rid of those things because there was an old travel trailer set up that this guy lived in and his wife, and he made it. She got in a car accident and died, and he basically turned it to a shrine. And we didn't close the door up and be open again. And it eventually got taken off the property. And then his dad that stayed here ended up dying of some kind of cancer. And, but like I said, I'm not seeking it out. I ain't trying to talk to them, so they leave me alone.
So fast forward to when he moves down here. Next thing I know, I start talking to him, and he goes, yeah, I do candles now. And I go, you do what now? And he's like, yeah, I like making candles because it's fun. And so, next thing you know, he starts Berry Tree Candles and Gifts. And he was the unofficial / official sponsor of our group. And I guess COVID hit and really screwed him up. But I'm telling y'all right now, I am sitting here at this table and I'm just getting the whiffs of the cotton candy and the hickory barbecue smoke coming off these candles, and I am in heaven. Can't wait for these things to get set up. Can't wait to get home and start burning it and have people come into the house and ask me what's for dinner. I'm going to be like, nothing.
Wax.
Wax. anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, it's the reason I do that and don't ghost anymore is wax don't poke back.
Wax don't poke back. That sounds like the name of a really good band.
Now I might start back up. I don't know. She's wanting new soaps again, so. And it's nice not having to go buy soap at the store when you can spend $30 and have enough soap to last you a year.
Do y'all still have the Facebook page?
Yeah. But I ain't done nothing on it. Well, I take that back. The other night I was on there and I commented on a business that was changing hands, and we was talking about the previous owners of this establishment, and I made a comment on it, and then I realized I was on the Berry Tree account and I couldn't delete it, and so I'm waiting for some backlash on that.
You pulled a Hogan.
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't say nothing bad or nothing. I mean, it was a strip club. And the owner's son got shot and killed in it.
Oh, wow.
And they was open that night. And the only thing I commented was, I don't even see how they had time to clean up the blood, and it was back open. That's the only thing I said. Yeah. It wasn't bad. It was more like a question statement.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting on the backlash. You know how people are nowadays.
So if y'all want some of the amazing smelling candles / soap / melts, feel free to go to Facebook and look up Berry Tree Candles and Gifts. And once they start getting things up and going again, y'all heard it here first. That's the only place that I recommend. And you never know, you might see a candle on there that says, America! Fish, yeah, and it might be an exclusive to Berry Tree Candles and Gifts, because everyone needs a little America fish in their life, right?
That's right.
Let me hear you say it.
Fish, yeah.
America!
America.
There you go. I'm trying to get him used to saying it.
Yeah, I don't mind. We might start back up. I mean, it's relaxing, enjoying. I don't know if I'm going to try to make it a business to retire with.
Cause, yeah.
But it's fun watching wax dry.
It kind of is, because it goes from like liquid gold to like something I just want to take a bite out of, like white chocolate.
I wish I still had some of my banana nut bread. You would want to eat it. I'd be tackling you not to eat it.
So
don't do it.
So basically, you had the banana nut bread, and I had like maybe like one or two beers. I might be calling you up going, this banana nut bread don't taste like banana nut bread. Did you eat it? No. Yeah. Oh, that would not be a pleasant day.
One night we was cooking spaghetti, and we was almost done, and I had been making some blueberry candles that day, and the bottle was sitting up on the banister, and somehow or another it got knocked off, and some blueberry scent got into the sauce. Yeah, that was a bad night. Well, I took one bite and I'm like, babe, something's not right. I still was going to man up and eat it. You know, you're going to eat burnt toast when your wife burns the toast and smile.
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. And she took a bite of it and she looks at me and she says, I think the scent got put in the sauce. And so we just had to throw it out. It was awful.
Yeah, I think you just put a new definition to the term man up, because you literally said you were going to man up and eat spaghetti that was tainted with who knows what. That.
Yeah.
Y'all should do candies.
You know, because my dumb self would get the stuff mixed up and end up eating candle stuff.
Candies look like candles.
Well, you can ask her. I used to call these flavors. Let me see that cotton candy flavor. Yeah. Yeah, they smell good enough to eat.
Oh, they do, I'm telling you. Like no joke, I'm sitting here, like, getting the whiffs of the cotton candy and the stuff. Like, I'm sitting there, like looking for the meat that I'm about to eat because it smells that good. Oh, okay. Well, all right. I think I may go ahead and wrap this one up, because I think we've pretty much discussed everything that we've done together so far, and kind of gave y'all another little episode for the year, I guess, for right now. I'm still trying to get Doug and Pat and Mike to do another episode with me, but. Anyway, so I guess this is the first one of the year, and I couldn't think of a better person to do it with.
Right. Same here.
So, thank y'all for listening, and again, I'll keep y'all posted on the buried tree candles and gifts, and you never know, there might be America Fish, yeah, scented candle eventually. Smell like America. What does America smell like? Hot dogs, hamburger, and cheap beer?
Sounds good to me.
No. Oh.
Don't forget stripper glitter.
You gotta put that in there. Yeah, you gotta. There's gonna be a dash. All right. I'll go ahead and wrap this up. And thank y'all for listening. I hope it's been as entertaining for y'all as it has been for me. Y'all have a wonderful day/night or whatever it is time y'all listening. Don't forget, America, fish yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys and gals. I hope y'all enjoyed that little episode. It's not every day I get to come down and visit my buddy, so it was actually quite fun to catch up with him and let y'all hear some of the stories that we've done. And he's over there doing banjo music. See, now you're catching the after podcast stuff. Anyway, y'all have a great day, and. Yeah, y'all come back here. America. Fish, yeah.